Nothing But the Truth podcast with Honest John.
Hi, everybody. Honest John here. Last week in Atlanta, there was another attack on Asian Americans. And though it's too early in the investigation to determine the suspect's motives, the sexual addiction excuse that he's using seems unconvincing to me. He traveled a lot of miles to find businesses that were run by Asian Americans. It doesn't appear that he was targeting sex workers in general. He was targeting Asian Americans. And since the COVID-19 outbreak, there has been a big increase in hate crimes against Asian Americans, much of it fueled by Donald Trump's attempts to divert attention away from his inept and incompetent handling of the pandemic. Trump never can admit to a mistake, so he always tried to blame other people. And in this case, it was China. And by kind of inference, Asian people in general. Now, it's true that the Chinese government deserves criticism for its handling of the outbreak. But Asian Americans have nothing to do with the Chinese government. In fact, Asian Americans and Asians in general have been very conscientious about doing the things that are necessary to fight the virus. The people who are most responsible for the spread of COVID-19 in the United States are Donald Trump and his MAGA scumbags. It was Trump who turned mask wearing into a political issue rather than a health issue. It was Trump who spread misinformation about the virus. And even though he was warned by the experts that his rallies were super spreader events, he continued to hold them, spreading not just misinformation, but the disease and anti-Asian sentiment among his followers as well. And they would then go out into the community refusing to wear masks, spreading the virus, having temper tantrums if somebody told them that they needed to wear a mask in order to go somewhere. So it shouldn't be Asian Americans walking around in fear. It should be the MAGA scumbags. Now, I'm not saying that people should attack them, but we should never let them forget that they are the plague spreaders. We should never stop reminding them that they are responsible for the deaths of many of the Americans in the COVID epidemic. And every news station, every radio news show, every newspaper should publish photos and videos from Trump rallies and make it clear that those are the people responsible for spreading the virus. And you know, they're going to continue to do that. Trump followers are now saying that they're going to refuse to be vaccinated. And this will give the COVID variants a fertile ground to spread and mutate. So we must, without resorting to violence, protect ourselves from them and the anti-vaxxers and others who will refuse to be vaccinated. Now, see, what everybody has to understand is that in order to engage in society, we must agree to and abide by the social contract. For example, we have all agreed that you stop at a red light and go at a green light. And when people don't abide by those rules, tragedy often happens. So now we have a virus that needs to be controlled, and everybody must do their part to control it. And there are people who have refused to do that. They seem to think that they have a constitutional right to spread the infection with no consequences. So they refuse to wear masks, refuse to social distance, and they're going to refuse to be vaccinated. This can't be allowed. What has to happen is that being vaccinated must become a requirement in order to fully participate in society. Employers need to make being vaccinated a requirement to be returned to work or to be hired in the first place. People should not be allowed to go into bars, restaurants, concerts, ball games, any public event or public place, unless they can prove that they've been vaccinated. We might not be able to force people to get the vaccine. We can't drag them into a room and stick a needle into their arm. But we can simply bar access to those people who refuse to abide by the social contract. Now, they can continue to work from home. They can order their groceries online and have them delivered. They can Zoom. But they can't do the things that the rest of us will be able to do because there is no reason that we need to risk exposure to them. That's the meaning of the social contract. You either accept the responsibilities that go with it, or you don't get to participate in society. That's the price you pay for refusing to be responsible. Thanks for listening.